This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whistles a pass right side, Arvidsson to the net. Rich shot, score! Mattias Janmark extends Edmonton's lead to 2-0 in game 5. The Oilers have 2 goals on 2 shots.
And that was the end of Jake Oettinger. 7 minutes in, Casey DeSmith would enter. He would give up a soft goal, and the Dallas Stars have their season end 6-3 at the hand of the Edmonton Oilers on Oilers Radio. Good morning, Metroplex. It's Sean, RJ, and Bobby live with the 6 a.m. Club. We got a little baby ticket giveaway to hook you up with during the 7 o'clock expressway, and Bobby will recap Cowboys practice at 6:40 next in Inside the Star. Shortest stint of his career, Pete DeBoer. Why did you do it? Because this response has Stars fans asking whether Pete DeBoer has started a war that you can never come back from, and whether this means one of the two has to go.
Well, anytime you pull a goalie, you know, the reasoning's always to try and spark your group. So that was the number one reason. We had talked endlessly in this series about trying to play with the lead. And obviously we were in a 2-0 hole right away. And you know what, I didn't take that lightly, and I didn't blame it all on Jake. But, you know, the reality is if you go back to last year's playoffs, you know, he's lost 6 of 7 games to Edmonton. And we gave up 2 shots on 2 goals in a, you know, an elimination game. So, you know, it was partly to spark our team and wake them up. And partly, you know, knowing that, you know, status quo had not been working, you know, and that's a pretty big sample size.
RJ Choppy, your thoughts?
I mean, he's not wrong that he's lost 6 of 7 to Edmonton. That's a factual statement.
It is a factual statement. Let me also follow up with the amount of, that's like, is that like Bruce Bochy saying,
yeah,
Malley, like, you're losing these games.
Yes, a little bit.
The Dallas Stars left a scar offensively. They scored 11 goals in the series over 5 games. I have to go back last year to see their offensive output, whether they were losing more high-scoring affairs. Your offense sucked. You know what? They sucked. So it's not just as simple as saying, well, he lost these games. Well, what did you guys do to help him on the scoreboard?
Right. I mean, look, the reality is in this series,
You scored five goals in your last 4 games, all losses.
Yeah, look, the reality also for Otter is in this series, he played 5 games, well, 4 games and 5 minutes in this series, right? His save percentage was under 935 in every single game. It was under 900 in the first 3 games of this series. I'm leaving out yesterday. When the first 4 games of the series, it was 935, 750, 880, 889. But that's just not like elite goaltending at all. And there's enough Stars fans who will say the dirty little secret is that he will come up small in some certain spots as the playoffs go on. I think he's tremendous. I think he's one of the better netminders in the game, but the problem here is, and this is the issue that you're going to run into, this is where DeBoer was last night, and this is where Bochy is, this is where every manager in baseball is. You get to an elimination game, how long can you sit around and wait to see if it's not his night or if these are unlucky bounces? How long are you going to wait? Are you going to wait 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 25 minutes? Like,
yeah.
What's the point, right? Like, if it's the second inning and, you know, your pitcher has given up couple of home runs, like, are you going to wait around for the third, or are you going to pull him? That's the problem that these coaches run into, because it gets late, early, quick. You know, and
so it sounds like you're supporting the move.
I don't like support the move, but I don't want to criticize the move because, like, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to just let him. You're supposed to ride with him. If it's not his night, it's not his night. You know, it's not
okay.
His...
So, how much blame do you put on him for the first two goals?
The second goal, man. The first goal is not his fault, right? Perry was right in front of the net.
Yeah.
The second goal, five hole like that. I don't know. I think Otter stopped that shot enough. You know, in his time. Would he have given up the first to Smith goal?
Right.
You know, I don't know. Like, that's a great question. You know, I don't know. When was the last time Casey played? April? you know, early April?
Bobby, what did you think in the moment?
I mean, I get wanting to change some things up. But, again, like, you're talking about when Pete DeBoer goes up there after and he's talking to the media – It doesn't sound like just a simple, like, it's not his night question. Because he went, you know, we've lost 6 out of 7 games. I don't want to say it's all Otter's fault.
Yeah.
But it's like, well, that just sounds like you're like, Otter, we lost because of Otter. That's what this, you sounded like you thought you've lost the last two series exclusively because of Jake Otten.
I think there's two ways to look at it. And I think DeBoer messed up publicly by going to the second. So the two ways are, you're not playing well. Or we need a spark.
Mm-hmm.
This was the fight. I thought Sean McDonough was going to go downstairs and fight Ray Ferraro, who's sitting right next to... You talk about the most uncomfortable broadcasting picture that we're going to see the entire year as he's sitting there breaking down the move with Ottinger back from the locker room sitting right next to him on the bench. So you got spark in the team. You just have to be the whipping boy in order for us to do it. I can't pull everyone else on the ice. Or you're not playing well. And I thought DeBoer, at least afterwards, even if he thought that Jake had been shoddy lately and not great, he could have just said, look, Jake was the easy move to make to spark everyone else. This is more about the entire team and not Jake. Instead, to Bobby's point, he walked over that line and went to more direct blame towards Ottinger. And I think that was a public mistake. Even if he felt that way, he could have just said, look, I needed to get everyone else going. And that could have been the beginning and the end of it. Ottinger is still our goalie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we were tied at a point in time in the game, we were going to overtime. Jake Ottinger was coming back in. And we can have another discussion on the side as to whether it worked. Did it create a spark? We don't know whether the Stars started playing better and AAC got hype because of that move. But I thought Pete DeBoer messed up in the comment.
I just every sport's different, but still, like you could make parallels to other sports and just think about it. How would that be received? Imagine if at the end of the Packers playoff game a couple years ago, Mike McCarthy was like, look, I don't want to say it's all on Dak, but like the fact is Dak's lost 3 of his last 4 playoff games. Or if they go, I don't want to say it's all on Jacob DeGrom, but Jacob DeGrom's lost his last 4. Like if you were to like...
But we need to also... This is where we need Tolo knowledge. This happens in hockey more than...
Patrick Waugh, Marty
Your starting
Brodeur.
Quarterback is not getting pulled. Yeah,
no. Your starting pitcher analogy is the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Best one because you are pulling the starting pitcher for a reliever whenever things go sideways in a game. But if you were to then shift the blame over to say... this pitcher has lost us the game. Or even just say, although I don't know, maybe it is more apt to talk about a closer. Like you take a closer's role away.
Yeah.
And you just go, the fact is he's blown 4 saves in a row. Like, I mean, the way we talk about Luke Jackson. I don't know. It seemed very...
He's probably more closer than starter.
A lot of the response I saw on Twitter last night from people was universal of just, one of them can't be back next year. DeBoer or Ottinger can't be back next year because you can't have them work together after he talked like that.
Let's hear from a couple. Go ahead,
Joe. Real quick, I don't know that this has any bearing on Pete's status for next year. I don't. I,
There's a lot of people last night who
are those people named Jim and there's a last name Nil.
I mean, there's a Bissonnette was talking about it on Twitter. He was like, "Wow, okay, that like I mean, you had a bunch of different hockey analysts last night replying to the Spit and Chicklets clip of it or whatever else we were all saying like that feels like somebody's gone."
Let's hear from one of our top Tolos. He showed up in his Stars gear to the Mansfield Firehouse Tour last Friday. K-Twiz, you're live on the Fan. What do you think?
Good morning, fellas. I think, honestly, it was a coward move by the board to pull Otter so early because what happened mere seconds later when DeSmith came in, he was scored on. It made it 3-0, and that completely took the crowd out of it completely last night at AAC. But I also think that there's one problem I think that the Stars do have that hasn't really been addressed. I think it's a culture issue. It's physicality. Mm-hmm. Yes, Carolina did get bounced, you know, the other night by Florida, but all three teams in this final four that we had were all physical. Dallas was not physical against Edmonton almost hardly at all in these five games. And to be a, not necessarily an Otter advocate, someone needs to remind DeBoer that Otter saved Dallas in against Winnipeg and single-handedly beat them to get us to the Western Conference Finals. So, yeah. I don't know, but like y'all said, one of them has to go, you know, and DeBoer in the last 7 years hasn't gotten past round three and missed the playoffs once. So, I'm not sure what needs to be done, but it'll be a fun offseason, that's for sure.
Thanks for the call, brother. Appreciate you. I put up the poll question last night in the first intermission. Should Jake Ottinger have been pulled? 53% said yes, we needed a spark. 46 and change, no, overreacted too soon. So it was close there.
Yeah, I mean, look, if you want to say it was an overreaction because it was 5 minutes in, yeah, I was quick hook. I mean, every goalie out there that you can find, Hasek, Wob, Brodeur, all the greats, they've all been pulled in a playoff game. But they don't generally get pulled this quick. They also don't generally give up 2 goals in 5 minutes. Right to start the game.
Yeah.
So it's like if you give them 2 or 3 goals throughout the first period, then you come out and maybe you get pulled. But I mean, yeah, we can hindsight it. And I probably would have done it. But it did work to spark them a little bit.
I agree.
A little bit. How much of that was Edmonton was up 3-0 and they were like, hey,
yep,
we're not making dumb penalties. We're not going to be aggressive. We're going to lay back.
And it didn't seem like he was terrible outside of the one soft goal. DeSmith.
No, it didn't.
He made some stops. He got lucky with the one between his legs where he was sprawled out with the cane wraparound. Yeah. I understand. Again, this is where I want your hockey knowledge on the Fantex. I understand you have to be the victim for everyone else. I got to make an example out of you. You just got to be the fall guy. That's it. Hey, the rest of these guys are not going to have any type of uplifting energy. It's clear until we create some type of buzz in this arena and crowd and everyone knows, all right, this S is real. So I understand it from that standpoint. I do think it worked a little bit for a spark. I just think Pete messed up with the explanation and I don't know how forgiving Jake Ottinger is going to be.
Chuck Cooperstein, all-knowing sports czar, tweeted yesterday. He said, so how exactly do Pete DeBoer and Jake Ottinger move forward from here? Never a good thing in any sport when your coach and most important player are on the outs with each other. And a lot of the commentary you saw last night was like, even if they are both back this year, there's got to be a talk between the two of them this offseason. Say, sure. All right, what are we here? And what am I to this organization?
Well, this is where hockey historians can let us know because goaltenders get pulled. How often does it happen with the bounce back? You know what I mean? Where you have someone established, they have to have their feelings hurt, but they come back. I mean, Skinner was getting ready to not be their goaltender 2 series ago.
Well, he literally did get pulled.
He got pulled.
Picard came in and he played, half a dozen games?
I'd love to know a history project of how many times the bridge was burned. Or, hey, it's hockey, it happens, and you can cross back over.
So universally, like what I saw and what I've looked up and just seen different analysis on was people are just saying that the biggest difference here is just Otter's still considered generally a top 5-7 goalie, and top 5-7 goalies don't generally get pulled 5 minutes into an elimination game. Is that the context of one of those guys? Hasek can get pulled in game 3 if he's getting worked, or Brodeur or somebody else like that, and obviously Ottinger's not those guys. But, like, that's generally not happening in an elimination game and not coming back.
All right, back to the Stars with Jake Riedman at 7 o'clock as the season ends at the hand of the Oilers, and we have a Stanley Cup rematch. But Bobby was out for everything that happened. A loaded day at the Ford Center at the Star in Frisco for Cowboys OTAs. We take you inside the Star like nobody else after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.